From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate has approved the most sweeping change to the nation's health care system in decades. On a party-line vote of 60-39, this morning Senate Democrats pushed through President Obama's plan to provide coverage for virtually all Americans. It marks a political milestone for President Obama, who today said the government was finally poised to deliver on the promise of better health care.
What makes it so important is not just its cost savings or its deficit reductions. It's the impact reform will have on Americans who no longer have to go without a checkup or prescriptions that they need because they can't afford them, on families who no longer have to worry that a single illness will send them into financial ruin, and on businesses that will no longer face exorbitant insurance rates that hamper their competitiveness.
But Republicans warn the legislation will lead to an economic train wreck and are vowing to keep the bill from becoming law. The top executives at mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac could get paid as much as $6 million for their work this past year. The plans for executive pay were revealed in filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Fannie and Freddie were seized by regulators back in September of 2008 and so far have gotten more than $100 billion in taxpayer money to stay afloat. The new executive pay packages were worked out in
conjunction during childbirth, leaving Sean in the custody of her Brazilian family. The U.S. government had regarded the case as an abduction. A Brazilian judge earlier this week ruled the boy should be returned to his father. A blast of wintry weather swept across the northern Great Plains today, canceling nearly 100 flights from Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport and making road travel difficult ahead of the Christmas holiday. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more.
Forecasters are calling for as much as 22 inches of snow from central Iowa to the Canadian border by the time the storm winds down on Saturday morning. Travelers drove through 6 inches of snow today and started lining up at the airport in the Twin Cities before 5 a.m. to try and beat the worst of the storm. Glenn Sanchez of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, was heading to visit his family in Florida.
Really anxious to get on the plane and get out of Minnesota because I guess they're talking late today. Tomorrow it's like going to be nonstop snow. So, I think Snowmageddon is coming.
Scores of flights were canceled overnight because of the storm, but lines were moving quickly at the airport and flights that could get out were mostly on schedule. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
The traditional Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica was briefly interrupted when Vatican authorities say a woman jumped barriers, knocking down Pope Benedict XVI as he walked down the main aisle to begin the service. Where officials say the 82-year-old pontiff was not hurt and got up and resumed his walk to the basilica's main altar. Officials say the woman, who they say appeared to be mentally unstable, was taken into custody. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 54 points. The NASDAQ was up 6 points. This is NPR. A report that Apple may be about to hit the market with a new product sent shares of the company's stock to an all-time high today. The Financial Times, citing sources, says Apple has rented space for several days in late January at an art center in San Francisco. Apple is known for its highly staged product launches and reportedly may be working on a new product. Some say it's a cross between a laptop computer and an iPod Touch. The company has not commented on any new product launches. Top executives at mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac could get paid as much as $6 million for their work this past year. The plans for executive pay were revealed in filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Fannie and Freddie were seized by regulators back in September of 2008 and so far have gotten more than $100 billion in taxpayer money to stay afloat. The new executive pay packages were worked out in consultation with the Obama administration's so-called PAYSR. The CEOs will each receive $900,000 in base salary, $3.1 million in deferred payments, and another $2 million in bonuses if they meet certain goals. In a statement, the firm's regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, said that on average, compensation at Fannie and Freddie for 2009 was down 40% from before the government takeover. But the director of the agency insisted the multi-million dollar pay packages were needed to attract and retain talent. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. Oil was up $1.38 a barrel to settle at just over $78 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.